In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I really enjoy the Feast of Pentecost. We show up, we wear red, which is kind of nice. We take our picture afterwards, so I like that. You know, us being together as a parish family. We have a baptism, which is awesome. We're welcoming a new child into God's family. And I love that reading from Romans about being adopted as children of God. As most of you know, we've got four children, and one of them we got biologically. The rest we bring in all kinds of different ways. And I can tell you, it makes absolutely no difference. None at all between having a biological child, having a foster child, having an adopted child. It doesn't matter how you get into the family. What matters is that you're in the family. And there is no difference in my love or my wife's love for any of our children. They're all our children. And so when I read Paul here in Romans saying that we have been adopted as children, I get chills. We have been adopted by God. We are part of God's family. And the promises that Jesus made to the apostles at that Last Supper, what we read from John, that I won't leave you, that I'll send the Holy Spirit, I will send the Advocate, I will send the Holy Comforter to be with you so that you know that you are part of the family of God. And that amazing story from Acts of the sound of a rushing wind and tongues as a fire descending upon the apostles. Okay, that didn't happen to me, and I doubt it happened to any of you, but still, I feel God's Holy Spirit with me most of the time. Granted, there are times I think all of us feel further away from God. There are times when that spirit ebbs. It happens. But that's why we have the church. The church is God's gift to us. That we don't go through life doing it alone. We don't have to depend upon how we feel about the Holy Spirit at any given time. We can draw on each other. From our oldest brother or sister to our newest ones, we draw on that love, that faith, that spirit that God pours out on us. And sometimes, yeah, I could almost be Pentecostal and dancing in the aisles. Not a lot of times, but every once in a while. Don't panic. But I love that feeling of knowing I am part of something so much bigger than myself. On Wednesday nights, we've been reading the Screwtape letters, which are supposed to be letters from a demon to his nephew trying to talk about how to torment a human being. And he talks about that human beings can't see the church as spirits do, as this vast, shining edifice that extends throughout the ages. If only we could, to understand God's family, the church, as something magnificent. And that as nice as St. James is, as lovely as our facilities are to come and worship in, we're one small, tiny, insignificant outpost in the grandeur of God's kingdom. But still, part of it. Fully invested in it. Heirs who have been adopted by God to be God's children. Put on the same level as God's Son. That Jesus is the only begotten Son, and yet we are the adopted children. And through Jesus Christ, we are brought into the family. There's nothing magical about what we're going to do in a few minutes, pouring a little water over Leslie's head. It's not magical, but it is sacramental. It is an outward and visible sign of something that God is doing, not only in Leslie's life, but in all of ours, making us part of the family of God, adopting us as God's children, knowing that we are sealed as Christ's own forever, and that nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ. And we give glory and thanks and say hallelujah. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.